Hospice has become such an important part of healthcare today that it's easy to forget this is a relatively recent innovation, a concept that was introduced in the early 1970s.
The first hospice in the United States was in Connecticut, but Dame Cicely Saunders in England coined the term hospice, and her hospice actually initiated in an inpatient setting, but with very, very similar mission and directives as we're following at Hospice by the Bay today.
Ann Perinetto is the Director of Provider and Community Relations for Hospice of the Bay, formerly Hospice of Marin, which now operates in Sonoma, Marin, and San Francisco. Their history reaches back to 1975, making them not only the second oldest hospice care provider in the country, but an agency that has helped define what modern hospice care is. Dr. Molly Bourne is their medical director.
Hospice is not a place that you go to die. Hospice is a service that provides a team that helps you with your end-of-life needs. Medicare says that you need a 6-month prognosis and you surrender aggressive curative treatment. Determining a 6-month prognosis is super hard. When hospice started, it was full of cancer patients. And now people are dying less and less of cancer and more of Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, and lung disease.
Hospice is provided in the patient's home. It includes both medical and personal care. Additionally, counseling is offered to both the patient and family members to help them come to terms with the situation.
That transition from I'm going to survive and death is optional and I don't have to die to, okay, I get it, I'm going to die, is a very long process. And in general, what happens is the physician says, there's nothing more I can do. Why don't you try hospice? And the patient isn't quite there yet. And then we have that conversation, helping people get to a place where they transfer their hopes of survival and living longer to hopes of maybe getting to that grandchild's graduation or more realistic goals.
In fact, says Dr. Bourne, that sort of bucket list goal setting is often powerfully life-affirming.
Everybody has an event that they're looking forward to, whether it's a birthday or a wedding anniversary. Some people have trips that they want to take, and it's really fascinating to watch people plan those trips and making themselves as strong as they possibly can to get that last thing to happen. There's got to be something physiological that's going on that kind of hope and deadline make a difference. We don't understand it at all, but we see it a lot.
Since 1982, hospice care has been a Medicare benefit. It's also covered by many private health plans, says Ann Perinetto. But she adds, the idea that it applies only to seniors or geriatric patients is a common misconception.
We take care of terminally ill newborns 4 to 5 hours old to 104 years of age. So the scope of who we serve is from the very, very young to the very, very old.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.